It's Thursday, May 7th, AD 2020. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Sunday, Chinese communists violently interrupted a service at Xingguang Church and a private residence in Fujian Province, according to a video released by China Aid. The officials dragged a Christian out of the meeting while beating those trying to block the entrance. Officials raided the church last month and threatened the pastor too, but that has not stopped this allegedly illegal church from meeting. Acts 5 verse 29 says, "We ought to obey God rather than men." An intelligence report by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, dated May 1st, says that Chinese officials, quote, intentionally concealed the severity, end quote, of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic back in January. And a research dossier by intelligence agencies of the U.S., Canada, U.K., Australia, and New Zealand similarly accused the communist country of endangering the world by lying about the spread of the coronavirus, making whistleblowers disappear, and refusing to cooperate with the international medical community. The U.S. Department of Justice sided with the Virginia church, which held in-person services with social distancing on April 5th. State officials handed down a criminal citation to the pastor of Lighthouse Fellowship Church in Virginia for holding the service with more than 10 people. The pastor only had 16 people in a church sanctuary that could seat 293. Eric Dryband, the DOJ's Assistant Attorney General for the Civil Rights Division, stated, quote, "For many people of faith, exercising religion is essential, especially during a crisis. The Commonwealth of Virginia has offered no good reason for refusing to trust congregants who promise to use care and worship in the same way it trusts accountants, lawyers, and other workers to do the same," end quote. Romans 13 reminds us of what the purpose of civil government should be. "For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil, for he is God's minister to you for good." The U.S. Supreme Court held their first arguments over teleconference on Monday due to the coronavirus outbreak. Yesterday, the court heard the case of the Little Sisters of the Poor, who are back in court to defend their right to not fund the murder of unborn babies. The sisters have been in a legal battle for 7 long years to be exempted from the Obamacare contraceptive mandate. Today is the 69th National Day of Prayer. Normally, people across America would join at tens of thousands of locations to pray for the country. But due to the coronavirus outbreak, prayer events will be held online. Pray.com is hosting a prayer event today at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which will include Vice President Mike Pence, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and Evangelist Franklin Graham, among others. Isaiah 55, verse 6 says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." After Harvard Law School professor Elizabeth Barthollet wrote an article asking that homeschooling be banned, Harvard had planned on putting on an anti-homeschooling conference. In God's providence, the conference has apparently been canceled. The Worldview spoke to Mike Donnelly of the Homeschool Legal Defense Association about the potential damaging effects of the article.
I don't think most people agree with her, but that doesn't necessarily mean that there aren't some people who agree with her. And her article is, I think, damaging. I think it's damaging more internationally than here in the U.S. I think U.S. policymakers, most of them are probably not going to agree with Barthollet. Although some of them might say, and have in the last few years said, you know, we really need to regulate these homeschoolers more. And there have been attempts in the last few years in at least 7 states to impose additional regulations on homeschooling. But I think internationally, this could be more damaging because it's Harvard. She's a Harvard law professor. And that comes with a certain level of institutional power that I think is persuasive to some people, some policymakers. So that's a concern that I have.
And finally, you can save time and money by learning from the time-tested, biblically-based wisdom of 25 Christian curriculum creators through video interviews on how to find the right fit for each child and each family. The Homeschool Curriculum Summit 2.0, will help you evaluate your curriculum options with a Christian worldview to identify the right fit for every student for every subject so you can homeschool with confidence. It runs today and tomorrow, Friday, May 8th. The curriculum includes math, science, language arts, history, and social studies. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, May 7th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.